This is Community Close-Up, a public affairs presentation. I'm Steve Murphy. Our guest on today's program are a couple of folks who are in a play this week, for the next couple of weeks, I guess, over at the Parkway Playhouse. The play is Much Ado About Nothing. It starts this Thursday and will run through August 23rd. That's Thursday through Saturday each week. Then a matinee on this Sunday, the 17th at 2:30. Let's talk first with Garen Piercy. Tell us a bit about the play, Much Ado About Nothing.
Well, it was written by William Shakespeare, but that shouldn't scare anyone. We are setting it at the end of World War II. And basically what's happening is the soldiers are returning home. They come to Leonato's house, who is a wealthy older gentleman with a daughter and a niece that live there as well. And the daughter falls in love with one of the soldiers. They plan this great wedding. In the meantime, a couple of the soldiers conspire and plan to destroy the wedding, and they end up ruining her wedding day. While all this is going on, there's also a parallel plot between two characters who have a rivalry. It's a man and a woman, and they claim to hate each other, and it's always a battle of wits, but in the end, things fall into place, and everything turns out happy.
Okay, let's talk with Justin Johnson, who also joins us.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Great, how are you?
I'm good. Tell us about your character.
Well, I play Claudio. He's a young, sort of hot-headed soldier who falls in love with Garen's character, Hero. And the plot sort of motivate the plot in that everyone's trying to get them together to have this wedding, and then Claudio tends to believe everything he hears, and so when someone tells him that Hero is disloyal, he believes it and makes a big mess of things. But like Garen said, in the end, everyone is happy and everything gets worked out.
It's always good for a happy ending.
Yeah.
Garen, tell us about your character.
Well, like Justin said, our two characters fall in love. I'm Hero, Leonato's daughter. And all of a sudden, I show up for my wedding, and all of these soldiers and men are claiming that I'm disloyal and dishonest, and I'm basically slandered at my wedding by my own father and by all these men who, you know, I barely know anyway. And it's been really interesting trying to figure out, because in the end, you know, they still end up together, but I don't know why she would go back to him after such a public embarrassment.
How do you get yourself into the role?
A lot of times as actors, you find certain things that connect you. Michael Richards, who played Kramer on Seinfeld, found a lot of his character through the shoes that he wore and the clothes that he wore. In fact, he actually went out shopping for his own clothes for the character. Not everybody's like that. For me, it's about playing what we call the action, what the character wants, what he or she is trying to get, what stands in their way. And those are the tools that a lot of actors use to get into character.
The production of Much Ado About Nothing starts this Thursday with a run through August 23rd and a matinee this Sunday, the 17th at 2:30. Other than that, the performances are Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with curtain time at 7:30. Garen, tell us about tickets.
Tickets for this Thursday are priced at $12.50. For all the other days, they run $18 to $20 based on if you're a student or adult.
How about a phone number?
828-682-4285. The box office is open weekdays from 1 to 5, and then they open an hour before showtime in the evening. So the only 2 days that were closed for box office are Sundays and Mondays, except for the Sunday matinee. So you can call and leave a message, and the box office assistants will get right back to you.
You check out the website, too, correct?
Oh, yeah. www.parkwayplayhouse.com.
Much Ado About Nothing is the play. A couple of the actors, Garen Piercy and Justin Johnson, with us for today on Community Close-Up. We thank you for stopping by. For Community Close-Up, I'm Steve Murphy.